Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon.
Joining me immediately off the practice field is John Simon. I've talked to a couple of offensive players, and I've asked them who is the toughest guy on defense that you go up against in practice. And there's two names that always come up, and it's Jabal Sheard and John Simon. So two new guys. You guys are getting the nods from offensive just being tough guys. What's it been like coming on the team with Jabal and the two of you being at the top of that depth chart?
Well, it's great. I've known Jabal for years and had a lot of experience playing the Patriots and, you know, not great experiences, but I know Jabal, and to be his teammate now is an exciting thing. I think we're out there communicating well with one another, and we work well off one another, and just continuing to build that throughout training camp.
Well, one thing that I'm so curious about, and I feel like I ask all the time, is Robert Mathis being out on the field with you. What do you learn from him? What is it like sharing the field with a great like that?
Well, yeah, if not the greatest pass rusher of all time, to be able to have him sit in your meetings and pick his brain on a daily basis, that's something that we take to heart in that outside linebacker room, and that's something that we have to continue to take advantage of, because he's done it all, he's seen it all, and he knows what he's talking about.
What are some things in his game that you've picked up on that he's helped you just in the beginning of being here?
Well, I think pre-snap reads, he has taught me a bunch, and you know, having a plan in mind and certain things that you're looking for in the offense before the snaps, before the snap even happens. So, like I said, just trying to pick his brain on a daily basis and continuing to build our game as well.
Well, the mentality of the defense has just seemed to shift. I watched last year. Now coming into this year, Jonathan Hankins making some bold claims. How do you feel like the mentality of this defense is different than teams that you've been on in the past?
Well, I think they're definitely putting an emphasis on physicality, and I think we've done a pretty good job so far throughout training camp, but it's training camp. It's not, you know, a Sunday game. So we have to continue to develop that throughout the days here, and these are the dog days of camp. Guys are getting a little beat up, and it's good to see that guys are still out there thudding and getting to it every day. So if we can continue that process, we're going to have a pretty good chance.
I know the talk was at the beginning of training camp when the pads go on. That's a moment of test. And now it's to face another team and the Detroit Lions coming in, share the practice field with them. What kind of shift or what kind of change does that do for you guys, if any, or was it like sharing a field with another team?
Well, I've done it in the past and I enjoyed it. It's nice just running into a different body than you know, Jack Doyle every day or something like that. So different uniforms. It's good to see a different offensive scheme. Our offense will see a different defensive scheme and different types of players. So it'll get you ready for the regular season where you don't see the same type of guy every day.
Well, you were very familiar with the AFC South coming over from Houston. As you are now part of this Colts team, how do you think the AFC South is changing? I feel like it's brand new teams every year, but especially this year. If you look at the four teams, a lot of new faces, a lot of young players becoming those mature players. How do you feel like the AFC South battle is going to be this year?
I think it's going to be tight. I think the AFC South is definitely improving. Every game's a tough one in the division, so we're going to have to bring our A game on a weekly basis. But I think it's definitely improving. I think the teams are moving forward for the good, and it's going to be a close race this year.
Well, finally, just you and Jabal being new players, how have you two kind of bonded as those two outside linebackers leading that charge? How has that been, new face kind of leading this defense?
Yeah, like I said, I kind of knew about him before and have watched tape on him, but to get to know him, you know, I'm taking advantage of that. We, like I said, we communicate well with one another. He's been in the league for a while, I've been in the league for a while, so we kind of know how the game's played, and we're building off each other and watching film together and just continuing to build our friendship, and I think it's out showing out up there on the field.
Well, we're excited to see the two of you hit the field. It may not be what Colts fans are used to. Robert Mathis has been on that field for a long time, but now it's John Simon and Jabal Sheard leading the way for those outside linebackers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon and sponsored in part by Bud Light and the Hoosier Lottery.